Now, here's one book that might not be on your summer reading list. Yet, you might consider it. It's called The Pelican Chorus and Other Nonsense. It has original poems by Edward Lear and wonderful new illustrations by Fred Marcellino. Edward Lear is known as the father of nonsense. When it comes to children's books, he is sometimes cited as the inventor of the limerick. You know, there once were two men from Chicago who read children's books from a radio studio, but only the best. And what of the rest? They piled them onto an ice floe, all of which, well, there's some reason why people do it for a living and the rest of us just do it for fun. All of that introduces Daniel Pinkwater, our ambassador to the world of children's literature from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, thanks so much for being with us.
Scott, it is my pleasure. Edward Lear.
Yeah.
Edward Lear.
Wait, well, what can you tell us about it?
Edward Lear was
a
very
big man in your line of work. Yes.
Not okay. Only did he invent nonsense. Not only was he the inventor or one of the inventors of the non-morally instructive, which is to say non-boring, children's book, he invented Dada and surrealism half a century before anybody else did. The limerick you mentioned, and I was proud that you told a clean one.
and little astonished,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes. But all this was a sideline. He was a painter. He was a well-thought-of, well-respected painter specializing in bird and animal subjects, and an eccentric guy, and the author of The Owl and the Pussycat, the second poem I ever learned. The first poem I ever learned was Gunga Din.
Oh, Din, 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 your Lazarusian leather Gunga Din.
There you are.
By the very God that made you, you're a better man than I am, Gunga Din. That was one of my first ones.
Yes.
I love Gunga Din.
Yes. So Edward Lear figured, obviously, in my life. You remember him, too?
Yes.
Wrote a slew of stuff. Fred Marcellino, regrettably no longer among us, but I would expect having tea with Edward Lear at this moment, taken three of the poems, namely The New Vestments, The Owl and the Pussycat, and The Pelican Chorus, which is the title of the little book. New illustrations, really nice. I like them because there's homage to Edward Lear. It's got elements of his drawings, but it's quite original. Marcellino, we'll remember from I, Crocodile.
What a wonderful book. There's still people who stop me who say that they're so glad that we read this because they were moved to pick up the book.
And The Tale of Babaji, also illustrated by Fred Marcellino. This is more work from him and wonderful, wonderful stuff.
Let's read one of the poems.
Let's not read The Owl and the Pussycat because everybody reads that.
Right.
How about the first one, The New Vestments?
Okay. I think that sounds fine.
Okay.
You want to begin or should I?
Flip a coin, Scott.
Yeah, flip a coin? Hold on.
Right.
All right. Let me get one out. Okay. Here we go. Call it?
Heads.
It's heads, as a matter of fact.
So you start.
Okay. There lived an old man in the kingdom of Tess who invented a purely original dress.
And when it was perfectly made and complete, he opened the door and walked into the street.
By way of a hat, he'd a loaf of brown bread, in the middle of which he inserted his head. His shirt was made up of no end of dead mice, the warmth of whose skins was quite fluffy and nice. His drawers were of rabbit skins, so were his shoes. His stockings were skins, but it was not known whose. His waistcoat and trousers were made of pork chops. His buttons were jujubes and chocolate drops. His coat was all pancakes and jam for a border, and a girdle of biscuits to keep it in order. And he wore over all, as a screen from bad weather, a cloak of green cabbage leaves stitched all together.
And here's a double-page spread. Beautiful sort of atmospheric color, old-fashioned, medieval-looking town, 19th-century nudnik wearing the strange clothing, very proud of himself. The tailors, scratching their heads, are watching him progress down the street. He had walked a short way when he heard a great noise of all sorts of beasticles, birdlings, and boys.
And from every long street and dark lane in the town, beasts, birdles, and boys in a tumult rushed down.
Two cows and a half ate his cabbage leaf cloak.
Four apes seized his girdle, which vanished like smoke.
Three kids ate up half of his pancakey coat, and the tails were devoured by an ancient he-goat.
An army of dogs in a twinkling tore up his pork waistcoat and trousers to give to their puppies.
And while they were growling and mumbling the chops, 10 boys prigged the jujubes and chocolate drops.
He tried to run back to his house, but in vain, for scores of fat pigs came again and again.
They rushed out of stables and hovels and doors. They tore off his stockings, his shoes, and his drawers.
And now, from the housetops with screechings descend, striped, spotted, white, black, and gray cats without end. They jumped on his shoulders and knocked off his hat.
When crows, ducks, and hens made a mincemeat of that, they speedily flew at his sleeves in a trice and utterly tore up his shirt of dead mice.
They swallowed the last of his shirt with a squall.
He's quite a handsome fellow, isn't he?
He is very handsome. You know, I was actually trying to avoid remarking on the fact that he's so handsome he reminds me of you.
But well, you've never seen me in that condition, Scott. But,
no, I haven't. I've often imagined it.
It's though. A fair... Oh, who hasn't? It's a fair example. Where in the next spread, he's running down the street, au naturel, whereon he ran home with no clothes on at all.
And it looks like everyone in town has come out to the cobblestone streets to laugh.
And the last, he's at home in his little Victorian house.
And he said to himself as he bolted the door, I will not wear a similar dress anymore, 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 nevermore.
Edward Lear, stuff is golden. It has a singular appeal, has since the middle of the 19th century, two kids. These are delicious illustrations. It's got The Owl and the Pussycat. It's got The Pelican Chorus. It's a paperback. It's from HarperCollins or one of their imprints thereof. This is a beautiful little thing, Scott.
Do you remember any Edward Lear limericks?
There was an old man in a tree who was horribly bored by a bee. When asked, does it buzz? He replied, yes, it does. It's a regular brute of a bee.
That's very sweet. But nowadays, we always expect a punchline, don't we?
A lot of his limericks had the same line, first and last. They're nonsense. It's Dada. And I remember, as quite a little kid, discovering all by myself Edward Lear and just going crazy because it was so utterly silly and without redeeming social content.
Yeah. I mean,
my kind of literature.
It must be noted that like people like Kipling and W.S. Gilbert took a lot from Lear, didn't they?
I think there was in Victorian society a predilection toward nonsense because everything was so formalized and straight-laced that you wanted to just go whoopee once in a while. And guys who could do it were valued in that society. And he was sort of like the progenitor of all this that we know about. Contemporary with Lewis Carroll or thereabouts, but this is lighter yet.
Yeah. It's a wonderful book. Daniel, thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Glad to be able to bring it to you.
The book is called The Pelican Chorus and Other Nonsense. It's by Edward Lear, illustrated by Fred Marcellino, published by HarperCollins. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children, adults, and auto cars, if they can ever read. His latest is called Looking for Bobowitz.
Second best book I ever wrote.
Okay, what's the first?
I'm not going to say.
Buy them all and make your own conclusions.
Yes.
Speaking with us from his home in the Hudson River Valley. Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Scott.